hope you're well. I've not posted for a while, but I wanted to come and talk to you about Orca, which I tried today. And I just listened to, I think it must have been a radio program that someone did, maybe it was on Connect or whatever, about Orca, a lady testing it out and her thoughts. And I would like to come back with my own thoughts on her thoughts. So, for those of you who don't know, Orcam is a wearable camera mounted on a pair of glasses. It's tiny and you can mount it on whichever pair of glasses you like. So they can be glasses that you already own, sunglasses, or I happen to have two pairs of glasses, so I can mount on those. I'm totally blind. So it mounts on the side of glasses. Now, it's made in Israel, and I first came across it in 2015. Don't ask me how, because I don't remember. But I was very impressed with what I saw, and I watched YouTube videos, and I wanted it to be as good as the YouTube video had me believe. And the reason I say that is because when people are trying to advertise a product, they will advertise their product as being perfect. With, they won't say, well, this product is good except for this. They don't advertise flaws or whatever. So, and it might take a few, takes. So, I was skeptical that it was as good as the video had me believe, until I tried it for myself, and I can say that it absolutely is. It did not disappoint, and it certainly lived up to expectation and more. So the device that I tried was Orcam My Eye. There are two devices. There's the Orcam My Eye, and the Orcam My Reader. And I would personally go for the Orcam My Eye, because not only can that read, it can recognise faces of people that you put in. It can recognise products as well, and it will be able to recognize barcodes and color recognition as well. It's coming as well, and software updates come on in the form of an SD card. Oh, and it can recognize signs in shops, it can read menus, so it's like a scanner, and it's kind of scanning all the time. And then there are two ways you can either there is a part with a trigger button and volume button. And so you can do it in one of two ways. You can hold the item, for example, a menu like I was reading today, in front of your eyes, and you can press the trigger button. Or you can place your finger, so you hold your finger by your nose, and then point, and it will read. Like that, and you can move your finger around, and it will read up to where your finger is, and it will tell you what your finger's under, what kind of text, which is cool. And you can add like labels to it. You can so say like say it will sell by dates or whatever, and yeah, and it's really really good, and it's instantaneous, which is fabulous for if you're out and about. Which is why I actually disagree with the podcast I had just heard. I think the lady was called Jackie, and she was saying, "Well, I've got a flat bed scanner, and Orcam, I've got a scanner, and I've got a scanner on my smartphone, for when I'm out and about." Blah, yeah, KNFB reader, which I've also got, and I've also got a scanner. However, I absolutely see the point of the Orcam. KNFC, for example, if you're in a restaurant and you wanted to read a menu, you can just lift the menu up and take a photo. And I am tech savvy, and I know she was saying, oh, it's for people who I am. But using the KNFB reader, it's just a faff because you have to point the camera as to where you want it. You sometimes, especially with menus, you have to faff around changing the contrast and the background before you can get it to read. And it vibrates, and it's just a faff, I think. As is, using a scanner, because if you get something through the post, you have to switch on your computer, you have to place the letter, you have to read it. You know, this works with no computer, so you can just lift it up as a sighted person would and read it. And that is the absolute beauty of it, as well as product recognition, because, you know, it will identify any products. And yes, there are smartphones apps that do it, but you have to use multiple apps to do things that this one little device does. And I don't think smartphone cameras is perfect. Yes, KNFB reader is pretty good and I'm impressed with it, but it does not read every document perfectly like this does. And, you know, you get, you know, it can get quite a few things wrong. As I say, I just think it's a faff. So although I am tech savvy, I think it's much better just to be able to instantly use things, use it in that way. And it's why I would disagree with the podcast. I tried a menu and I tried a can. I tried an all-camera document. It was just brilliant. I think the price is steep, but then you would expect that for specialist technology. But if I could afford it, I would get one right now. And I did think that you had to have some sight, but you don't. And it's been brilliant. You can identify signs and people, and it's the instantaneous thing of it. And if this person, you know, if this person's happy just switching on the computer and faffing around with the smartphone, then, you know, fair enough. But I prefer to do things quicker. And I think AllCam is a great solution.